We started the conversation with John talking about Taiwan, and Taiwan Semi is the one we're watching today. Their U.S. listed shares, at least, up here, setting another quarterly sales record. The company in its most recent quarter, revenue there jumped 21% in the December quarter, posting $15.8 billion. If you look at the revenue in December alone, that came in at $5.6 billion. That marked a record for a single month for the company. Now, as the world's largest chip maker, TSMC's, of course, seen a big lift on the back of the global chip demand we've been talking about. But the lack of supplies also led to slower delivery times for the company. Delivery times for chips increased by 6 days, according to Susquehanna Financial. That marks the longest wait time since they began tracking data in 2017. And Zach, we had Goldman Sachs putting out a note earlier this month saying they expect TSMC to grow even more at a faster rate this year. They're talking about roughly 26% sales growth. They're also anticipating prices to be hiked as well. I mean, it's just a simple supply-demand dynamic here, but TSMC, just given that they're the biggest player in such a high-demand space, certainly seeing the big windfall.
Yeah, all of that's been very interesting to watch. The battles there are shaping up, and even some of these stalwarts, some of these legacy companies are really starting to take a second look at their chip strategies, but all playing out right before our eyes.